Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they've got calls to put naked body scanners in the shopping malls. Because there might be a shooter, even though Kurt Nemo just posted an article breaking down the statistics. Something to keep in mind as hysterical gun grabbers attack the Second Amendment. You've got a better chance of being run over by a out-of-control pumpkin truck than you do. I'm going to go over this a little bit later. If you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, this is totally staged. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You add all of it together end-to-end, the tragic shooting, the 14 dead, now they're saying baby shot at point-blank range, Bloomberg within an hour saying turn in your guns. But he's going to hire some more government people with guns to keep you safe. It's just disgusting. And now we're not talking about the implosion in Europe financially. We're not talking about Fast and Furious or Obama rolling out the Hugo Chavez talk saying that if you own a business, you didn't do it. It belongs to the state. Now we're all busy sitting here talking about this shooting, and there's the calls from the New York Times, do something, Romney, do something, Obama, restrict those guns so we can live in crime-infested areas like Chicago and New York where they have banned them and that have the highest crime rates in the country. Let's go to John in Texas. John, what is your gut on this whole thing 2 weeks before the UN gun control treaty and right down the street from Columbine that was a completely staged event?
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
You know, back in the 30s and 40s, Hollywood was riddled with communists. By the early 50s, they pretty much driven them all out. But in the early 60s, they all filtered back in again, and that's when we started seeing the glorification of drugs, the glorification of sex, the glorification of violence. And as each century has gone by, it's gotten to the extreme now where as Katie barred the door, they can show anything. And one guy wrote a while back that he said that what we call cultural entertainment today is akin to the Roman Empire. There really ain't much difference with sexual effects the way they are. They can show
anything. That's it. They created death-obsessed culture. They got a bunch of psychologists saying that today. Even in England, they've got articles like the Telegraph saying death-obsessed culture, that's what's causing this senseless type stuff. And that's why we need our guns more than ever to protect ourselves from these demons.
And we all know, Alex, that you look at the communist goals, communist rules revolution, they said get control of the media and steer it to this where we're at now where they keep more use an excuse to keep more and more control over us. And this guy may be a part of a plan, or he could just be a typical kook on the street caused by our culture. But either way, they're using this to push the communist goals, to disarm us, and putting us into a world government.
Well, there's no doubt that what you're saying is absolutely on target, John. Thank you for the call. David in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to say the Denver airport mural, kind of like exact sequence of events.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Folks, we actually have video of it in the computer file that McBrain shot. It is a guy in a trench coat with a breathing apparatus on his face, like Bane, shooting a bunch of little kids.
And then some.
And there's a giant underground base right underneath it. We've talked to the police that were there during the construction. There's a giant underground prison relocation center right under it. The shadow government's base there. And they have murals showing everything that's happened so far. Yes. And why? Because they're into the occult, and the Illuminists believe you must show someone what you're going to do first before you do the actual act. They call that lesser magic. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's the exact sequence that comes out later in the mural is the burning of the guns and destroying of the guns and disarmament.
You know, you're right. I even forgot about that. Guys, can we pull our video of the mural? I think it's in the computer system. We'll try to have that when we come back from break. Stay there. I want you to elaborate on that. That's what I mean. It's just totally staged. And then they have, this is all a ritual. And then later in the mural, yeah, they take the guns. This is all a giant, giant ritual because they had a trailer before showing the audience being shot up right before this happened. They had a 1985 comic with the exact same thing happening in Batman. It's all in your face. This is mind control. Hope you enjoy it.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're saying that the Colorado shooter, just miles from Columbine, that shooting happened right before they were trying to pass anti-gun legislation. They're saying, ladies and gentlemen, that he kicked in the big metal doors, which anyone that's been around these modern theaters, and it was a modern one, knows, you're not going to kick one of those down without a battering ram. But he knocks it down, he's wearing a mask, and now they found him, and lo and behold, he was in a government-funded brain research program as a PhD student in neurosciences. That is being reported right now. Isn't that just interesting? He was a neuroscience PhD student, just like Theodore Kaczynski when he got recruited into MK Ultra. Oh, you didn't know that's in the LA Times, that the Unabomber was in the MK Ultra mind control program? Oh, but never mind that. Or Tim McVeigh's doctor from the time he was captured until he was executed was Jolyon West, who just died 2 years ago, who was the number 2 under Dr. Ewing Cameron, the head of MK Ultra, who admittedly kidnapped thousands of children and reprogrammed them with new personalities. That's History Channel. They had it in Maryland, also up in Toronto. Big mind control bases. That's declassified. But the fact that, oh, his number 2 was McVeigh's doctor all those years, nothing to see here. Move along. Or that Harris and Kleinbold were connected to similar programs. And that whole story, and people reporting multiple shooters. And now we have the Denver airport that has murals about underground bases and a big Bane character with a breathing mask, a gas mask on, killing children with a machine gun and a sword. And then next to the mural, it shows guns being destroyed after that. They love it. They love throwing it in your face over and over and over and over again. Of all the places it could happen, right by Columbine, another guy in a black trench coat wearing a Bane breathing mask. Oh, but he's wearing a mask. We don't know. Again, this is standard black op. You send in your team. This even came out. I said this about the attacks in India. Remember that a few years ago? And I said those guys weren't Muslim extremists. They look like they're on drugs. In the few videos, turned out they were on PCP, LSD, had injectors, just whacked out of their minds, landed in boats. And the head of Indian security said it was staged by the West. He got killed that day. And then it came out in the news later, in the Chicago Tribune and other papers, that indeed a CIA operative had been running the attacks in India to be blamed on Muslim extremists. This is literally the Manchurian Candidate. You seen the remake of that with Denzel Washington? Folks, that isn't fiction. That's fiction showing you what's really going on. I can tell you that people very close to John Lennon, there's a lot you don't know about that. And not just the fact that the person was under mind control that did it, was programmed by the catcher in the rye, and so was the shooter of Reagan. I mean, folks, this is programming. They've had for hundreds of years a flower. That was in the news. In fact, I forget the name, but when you guys type in drug that makes you do whatever you're told, drug that makes you helplessly, I mean, they say 100% of people that are given this drug, scopolamine out of the flower, there it is, that you tell them, stick your hand in the blender, chop your baby up with a meat cleaver, jump off that cliff, give me all your jewelry. You do it. Well, yeah, that's just what drug dealers and criminals can do, blowing some of this in your face. This is what they do. Sirhan was on an amnesiac. That's come out. The LAPD said he didn't shoot RFK, excuse me. So right as they want to pass the UN treaty, right as they don't have two votes they need in the Senate, right as all this happens, right as the campaign heats up, and they're now saying this is going to be Obama's new campaign, he's praying for those killed. 14 dead now, including a baby shot right in the face. And Kurt Nemo breaks down the statistics that one of the lowest forms of death is mass shooting. He has the numbers up there. Kurt might just change that headline to, like, you know, give a better chance of dying from, you know, an infection in a hospital hundreds of times better than dying in a mass shooting. I don't know. I mean, the statistics are very important, though. Good job on that. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls. I already went to a couple. But remember, eight federal agencies, FBI, ATF, you name it, together, knowingly shipped guns, upwards of 20,000 hand grenades over 3 years to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment that came out in the ATF memos. I saw them 2.5 years ago raiding gun shows and stuff for no reason and setting people up with fake IDs. Have an illegal go and buy a gun with a fake ID. The private seller sells it to them and they go to jail. The system plays on this ignorance. And I said, look, they're saying restrict guns because of Mexico. They're staging this. This is staged. Boom, it all came out. Because I had sources inside the DEA, like Celia Castillo. I mean, we're on record, folks. We're on record with this. Now, generally, with all I knew with this Dark Knight thing was, Bane was seen, you know, fighting the government, anti-Wall Street. That's what it demonized protesters. The same guy that wrote the Dark Knight Rises, you know, it puts together the Call of Duty stuff where the new bad guy coming out in the new one is an anti-government type. I mean, this is what they're doing. This is the message being sold to create this illusion that we're under real terror attacks and mass shootings when it's not really happening. There it is. The most dangerous drug in the world, devil's breath, chemical from Colombia, can block free will, wipe memory, and even kill. Scopolamine. Often blown in the faces of victims and added to drinks within minutes. Victims are like zombies, coherent, but with no free will. Yeah, you say, go in there and shoot all these people, and you go do it. Oh, but nothing to worry about here. I mean, it's always the same MO, but they don't ever trust these guys to do that. They put on a mask. The operative goes and kills people. Then they have the person blasted out of their mind, like the shooter with Congresswoman Giffords, who, you know, dressing up as women, taking hallucinogens every day, disappearing for months, and then goes and shoots people about to expose Fast and Furious in a bipartisan move. Because Giffords was pro-Second Amendment. We've confirmed through investigative journalist Wayne Madsen and others. He said this before it even came out, and then it came out in the news. It's just amazing. I want to go to another clip from the video, leaked Dark Knight Rises. Now, understand, I came in here and showed up for 35 minutes. Rob Jacobson cut it down to about 9.5. He's in there right now from the same shoot, going back into the video where he cut it saying, oh, what if it doesn't happen? Where I talked about this could cause mass shootings, mass riots. I believe it's a trigger. Look, I know when something's a trigger. What do I say at the intro of the video? This is high-tech brainwashing and propaganda. Again, if movies don't have power, why are they posting guards all the movie theaters? Because there may be some copycats here. Let's go ahead and... That's why advertising is powerful. It's why you have billboards and ads. Because we are social creatures. We do get conditioned, especially when we're unconscious. All subliminals do is make me physically ill. They do not work on me anymore. Makes me ill because I'm watching it. My brain's picking it up, and the conscious is trying to analyze it from that data well. And you know, it's like a computer with the pinwheel of death or something. It's just like, you know, Danger Will Robinson. And I saw these trailers and went and found out what the movie's about. And I'm like, look out! Here's where I talk about Hegelian dialectic, problem reaction solution, false flag, and people helplessly in the theater being conditioned in a mass mind control event. This is mind control. These films are mind control. Here it is. Not just these Batman films. Every one of these films has terrorists blowing up major cities constantly to create the psychological illusion that there's big sharks out there that want to eat you, and there's terrorists under every table that want to attack you and your family. And you notice at the end of Jaws, the shark has been killed. He's been defeated, but still the beaches remained empty. You are being subconsciously programmed. When you go in one of these movies and just turn yourself over to it and suspend a disbelief, you become a willing victim to have your mind literally programmed in that key fear state. Because when the mind is in that fear state, it is wide open to be reprogrammed. And now in the new film, we see the football game blown up. We see the police helpless if the state doesn't take every right we've got and turn our children against us and set up highway checkpoints and launch 30,000 armed drones and listen to our phone calls, then none of us are safe, because the non-existent threat of Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and Bain are going to get us. The key to understanding why the social engineers want males in an arrested development, junior high mentality state is simple. Through thousands of films and video games, we are bombarded with the idea that threats always come in the form of a giant evil monster or terrorist who openly announces themselves, not through slow cultural death. And men are presented with an idea of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Herculean figure, or somebody like Batman, defeating the enemy all by themselves because the public is powerless. That's why now when I talk to so many men, they say, oh, you're such a hero. You go out and confront politicians. You go out and, you know, fight for freedom. I'm glad you're there. What do you mean? I'm just an average person like you. We're not fighting big green Martians from Mars. But again, what does this do? A guy dressed up like Bane shows up and kills a bunch of people who's in a government-sponsored university brain neuro interface system. Perfect cover for their operatives to get to him, to drug him up, to play the part of the patsy. That's how these MOs work. And then now they're blurring it all together where people again see these movies as even more real. All of this to get the UN treaty passed. It's all about global governments. It's all of an exercise in mind control. Your call's coming up. Stay with us.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you fear losing your home and being on the street? Can't happen to you? Well, think again. Millions of honest, hardworking Americans have had their homes stolen by the banks. There is an answer. The answer is MortgageEndgame.com. Yes, MortgageEndgame.com is the only long-term solution. We have discovered and possess over 11,000 pages of previously unknown court-admissible evidence. The banks have created a massive fraud to make you a renter for life. Paid off your home? Forget about getting your original paperwork. On time every month with your payments? It doesn't matter. Your title is likely clouded and nobody knows who owns your home. You are not alone. Contact MortgageEndgame.com for full details and benefits from participating at no legal cost in the massive assault to achieve redress and damages. MortgageEndgame.com, the only real solution to the mortgage crisis. Call us at 903-962-9070 or visit us at MortgageEndgame.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, it's being reported here that the Gangster Squad trailer was playing, showing people being shot in a movie theater from behind the screen as it happened. And now, notice this is set in Gotham, which is supposed to be New York. I said that before and somebody sent me an email or a comment saying, oh, no, it's Chicago. No. Gotham, the creator of Batman, has said, you can look it up on Wikipedia, is New York. That's how dumb these comic book people are, some of them. Again, nothing against comic books unless you act like it's real and you're a full-grown man and you can't take criticism of it and the fact that it's being used as a vehicle to propagandize. You say it's just a movie. It's just a movie because you're like a child. This isn't just a movie. This is propaganda. This is conditioning. The messages in these films are put there by the Department of Defense. It's paid for. It's on record. This is about collapsing society right as it's happening. Listen to this. Notice the commissioner is in Batman, now the commissioner from New York, with the mayor who wants guns banned nationwide and who's calling for gun control, is saying, I'm going to protect movie theaters in New York from the Joker. See, they're merging reality and unreality at the subconscious level now with the conscious, where people now are being taught, oh, no, it's real. You could die. Oh, it's so exciting when you go see Batman. P.C. Kelly, police commissioner. Oh, wow. Colorado movie theater shooting. Suspect claimed to be Batman nemesis the Joker. Really, he was dressed up in all black with a gas mask on. I thought that's Bane. New York police commissioner Ray Kelly said the gunman, suspected of attacking the crowded movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, resembled Batman's arch villain. And I was going to be in Colorado right now, but I canceled the trip. That's really weird. Somebody's on here saying Obama was in Colorado. Guys, can you look and see if Obama was in Colorado yesterday? Just type in news, Obama, Colorado. Click news. I want to see. We have some information. Again, this is New York inserting itself for like this illusion that the mafia police of New York are somehow actually fighting villains. Man, this is total mind control. Most of it is public. It clearly looks like a deranged individual. He has his hair painted red, and he was the Joker. Obviously, the enemy of Batman. This is the police commissioner. Like it's a cartoon, you can see how they wrote this in PsyOps to even merge it like the commissioner's fighting the Joker. When I first read this, I thought, this has got to be a hoax. But no, it's CBS AP. And they've got the police out everywhere at the movie theaters protecting you from the Joker. And the police chief saying it, like he's fighting the... Oh, my God. I mean, this is incredible. Again, for 2 years, the beaches were almost empty after Jaws came out in 75. This is the mind control. This is what I covered earlier. We have some common information. Most of it is public. It clearly looks like a deranged individual. This is what he's saying, like he's on the run. He has his hair painted red. He said he was the Joker. Obviously, the enemy of Batman. This is quotes by the police commissioner. Kelly said in a news conference... afternoon. I've been to urban warfare drills where they blow up a bus or a police car. You've seen it in Road to Tyranny. And then the mayor announces they were hit by terrorists with the army, and they put it on the news. And then the next day in the paper, it says terrorists hit Melton. And then later at the end, it's like, but it was only a drill. It's to have that subconscious effect as a simulant that real terrorists are hitting. But to make it even more, they add a little shooting onto it. And then they come out and now Gotham actually is fighting the Joker and is going to protect you. Instead of Coney, who'd been dead for 5.5 years, now they have to invade all of Africa for a dead guy. And now the invasion happened. Just like they have the simulant Bin Laden, been dead probably before 9/11, certainly right after. Kidney failure, but he's this boogeyman who's going to get you. And then they kill him, but the body's thrown in the ocean. And then that whole, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is because, and you as a radio listener, as somebody who's informed, you're like, this sounds crazy. Yeah, but you talk about your neighbors. I go see these action adventure movies. I go out with the crew, maybe every few months one comes out. We go watch them. You know, I mean, I like an action adventure, but we go to analyze them and write a review. And I mean, I sit there while grown men. And I've been there at the hospital, you know, my wife's having kids, and in the next room they're having a kid. And the dad's not even that excited to see their newborn baby. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so incredible. Oh, I've heard only those same sounds at the Avengers with grown men going, oh, ooh. It's just a stupid guy's little outfits fighting. But it's like, oh, this is manliness. They're little children. And they get very upset when you talk about their video games or their movies or any of this. Well, the real world's going on all around you. And the cops are actually dressed like Bane and acting like Bane. And notice Cobra Commander, how he dressed. That's now the police SWAT team uniform in the 80s. That was Department of Defense funded. It's all, and you all know you want to be the villain. It's all conditioning. I'm going to go to your calls when we come back. But this is all going mega viral right now. The articles are all at Infowars.com. I shot a video breaking some of this down this morning. But this is all just off the chart. I'm going to try to give a focused 3-minute bullet point on the other side. And I want the YouTube guys to grab this and put it up. When we come back, then I'm going right to your calls. Stand by.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store Food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Destruction of your soul. Mind control. It's mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul. Don't let them hold your mind. They wanna control mankind. Seems like their only intention is to exploit the earth.
All right, I want to recap what we're facing here, and then we're going to go right to your phone calls. Here's the bottom line, the timing. A week and a half, 2 weeks before Obama is set to sign the UN treaty that he's very close to being able to ratify, that is right on the razor's edge of being ratified by the Senate. They only need a few votes. That magically, to register and then even ban many of our firearms, even Forbes reports that, magically this happens. Then you add on top of that the fact that this happened right outside Columbine with that extremely suspicious event that had globalist operations written all over it, where you had 127 propane bombs placed in the building. You had Harrison Kleibold saying they would do it, no one stopping them, making a movie about doing it at the school that aired. Half the people not being in the school, none of the police children being in the school. The SWAT teams admittedly killing two of the kids. That came out in local newspapers. All sorts of weirdness, multiple shooters. The fact that happened a few weeks before they were trying to re-up gun control legislation. All of this happening. Now, we're sitting here watching all of this unfold. And we now have, this is definitely a psyop, we now have CBS News coming out and reporting with the police commissioner, which is Gotham, New York, that we believe he's the Joker and we're going to keep you safe. To just mix reality with fantasy. And the entire film, as I said, is a giant psyop to prepare you for terrorism. Police Commissioner Kelly, Colorado movie theater shooting suspect claimed to be Batman nemesis the Joker. New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly said the gunman suspected of attacking crowd of movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, resembled Batman archvillain the Joker at the time of the shocking attack. Now listen to how he says this. We have some information. Most of it's public. It clearly looks like a deranged individual. He had his hair painted red. He was the Joker. Obviously the enemy of Batman. These are quotes. So they're just, again, the whole movie's about the cops. The NYPD was involved. It's all about how they're heroes. I mean, this is so in your face when they just blur it all. Kelly said at a news conference afternoon, this is a test for the new civilization where they just blur movies with reality. I mean, this is a new level of mind control we're witnessing. Kelly said the NYPD is stepping up security at movie theaters around the city after James Holmes, because now Batman villains are going to be attacking during the movie. You see, this is now creating. I mean, you think Jaws keeps people out of the ocean for years after it came out, believing that, you know, that the mechanical shark was out there. You had a better chance of being struck by lightning twice in 1 year. 5 shark deaths worldwide a year on average from great whites. Imagine now when there's real attacks at the theaters by the very villains. And then the police chief and the police commissioner comes out and says, we're going to have checkpoints everywhere and all the rest of it, which they already have, to keep you safe from the Joker. I mean, don't people see this? I mean, I learned this, again, watching them do drills in Seattle and in Belton, Texas, and other areas where they blow stuff up and announce it was real. And then maybe at the end of an hour-long thing, say, by the way, this was just a drill, or at the bottom of the article. I mean, just I was there when the mayor did it in Belton. He was all smiling, all wild-eyed. We've been hit by terrorists. It's really been horrible. And I'm sitting there with the cops all smiling, and they had kids with their fake guts blown out and stuff, and locals were showing up, and the army was holding them back going, oh, I can't tell you what's happening with smoking vehicles. And the military came over to me and said, get out of here. They were running a psyop on the town. That's what this is, folks. Again, you know it's staged, not just by where it happened, the timing of it, but by the way they respond. Already with their statements early this morning, all rolling out with press conferences about, yeah, he's the Joker, Batman's enemy, we'll keep you safe. I hit any minute. I'm just reading you quotes, ladies and gentlemen, and this is how unconscious the public is. I'm shaking right now. Wow. Kelly said the NYPD is stepping up security at movie theaters around the city after suspect James Holmes walked into the Colorado movie theater during midnight showing. He kicked down the door of the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, and opened fire, killing 12 people. Now they're saying 14 and injuring dozens more. Police commissioner, just like in the movie, there's a police commissioner, called, and it's New York, but again, because it's Batman and Gotham's New York, they're responding like it's real in the middle of it. He talked about the Joker. There's an individual, the Joker, the enemy of Batman, red hair. We're on the lookout. We'll have extra officers out there. The Joker, yes, we're dealing with him right now, Gotham. I am the commissioner, Ray Kelly. Police commissioner Ray Kelly called the shooting horrendous and said the NYPD is working to keep moviegoers safe. As a precaution against copycats and the rise of comfort levels among movie patrons in the wake of the horrendous shooting in Colorado, the New York City Police Department is providing coverage at theaters where The Dark Knight Rises is playing in 5 boroughs, Kelly said. You read what he said again. We have some information. Most of it public. It clearly looks like a deranged individual. He had his hair painted red. He said he was the Joker, obviously the enemy of Batman. Kelly said in a news conference afternoon. But don't worry, extra officers are out there to keep you safe from Bane, the Joker, and any other dangerous creature. And now it's even selling out more, and it's so fun to go. Maybe you'll get shot at it. You know, forget scratch and sniff. You know, they had that movies in the 70s where you scratched it and smelled it. Hey, you never know. A guy will pop out in a Bane outfit or Joker outfit and shoot you. Oh, but movies aren't powerful. Oh, no. Oh, no. There's nothing going on here. He was just in the neuroscience department there, Department of Defense funded. It just follows the exact M.O. of Reagan, RFK, John Lennon. On and on. Oh, here's Russia Today, which is basically the Russian government. Bus bombing. Does Iran really need to attack Israeli tourists? And then it goes on. I actually have the article here. It's another RT article saying that the other bombing in Europe was a false flag. Guys, just reprint that for me or I'll never be able to find it. Now, the point is, this stuff is really happening. And even if it was some guy on Prozac or something who was in a fantasy land, and that's maybe a 5% chance out of 100, it's still mind control because this is this culture. And it's not just Alex Jones saying that. Psychologists, writers, they're out there, the London Telegraph, you name it, saying it's the culture of death, the culture of sadism that people think is so cool, the simulated murders, the violent video games, where people don't have a compulsion against it. Folks used to throw up if they saw violence. Both my grandfathers didn't like violence because they'd really seen violence, especially my grandfather that, you know, was flying around in World War II. He wouldn't tell you war stories. None of those guys would. They didn't like, if they saw violence or blood dripping out of somebody's mouth in a movie, my grandfather would grab my dad by the hand and take him out. It wasn't because he couldn't handle it. It was because it was real. Violence wasn't a joke. But see, all these other people like just death, carnage, murder. It's so much fun. People sit there and giggle and laugh in movies when kids are being tortured. I've seen it myself. When I went and saw Natural Born Killers when it first came out, the audience was laughing and getting off on it. And I wasn't sophisticated enough then. I was just in college to understand that this was saying violence on TV as he sensitized this and made it sick. That's what Oliver Stone was saying, was look how sick this is. Look how in your face this is. Look at how they think it's funny. Look at how the media exacerbates this and pushes this culture. That I thought, oh my God, I was projecting the people liking it onto the movie. It was the people that didn't get the movie. The movie was saying this is wrong. And boy, these folks that are into violence, they love it when it happens to other people until it happens to them, and they cry like little babies. Yeah, this isn't it. This is a new RT. That just, if you type false flag into Google News, into NSA News, and click it, it's the top link, or at least it was this morning. There's a whole bunch of false flag news. Not web news. False flag. And it's RT, and it'll come up. Thank you. I already have that one. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I've been ranting enough here. It's just that this is so, again, for people that are childlike and don't understand how this works, for somebody who researches this, you know it when you see it. I mean, I saw the trailer and said, look out, it's a Hegelian dialectic getting you ready for terror and creating the illusion that there is all this terror. And now they've rolled it out. And the way New York and others are announcing it, the way Obama is already seizing on it and calling for our guns, the way his surrogates, Bloomberg, ABC, and others are, we're in deep trouble. You've got the British imported globalist, nothing against British, but just against, you know, Piers Morgan with all his activities in England and operative, calls for more gun control. How about you get, you know, how about this, Piers Morgan? How about you get out of my country, punk? You don't come to my country and get on my news, CNN, Pentagon News, and tell me to take my guns, okay? You like being a little disarmed coward with bodyguards? Good. Get out of my country. Move to North Korea. Get out of here, you jellyfish, soft, lying, scumbag parasite. You are a joke, and you have almost no viewers. You are a joke. You are a joke. Just get out of my country, you filth, you and your scumbag, murderous UN. Yeah, you don't want to have their guns taken, do you? You just want my guns taken so you can have your way. You're an authoritarian pig posing as a liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. You're no liberal. Stop taking names like liberal. I'm a liberal. I want freedom. That's liberal. Not you, maggot. Get out of my country. Dave in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Go ahead.
I got a show that's on Science Channel called Dark Matters. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or seen it. This week's episode happens to be about brainwashing. I don't know what it's going to entail or what's going to be on it, but it looks like it might be of interest.
Well, look, mind control is real, and we know what it looks like. And generally, I forget which one of Harris, but one was an Air Force scientist in secret weapons. The other was in psych warfare. And it's like the same thing. Kaczynski's in psych warfare. Volunteer for MKUltra, Real Mind Control, LA Times, you name it. Oh, I think other publications as well. Alexander Cockburn wrote the article for LA Times. That's how good my memory is on that. And then it turns out he's in a PhD brain interface neurological system, and all that stuff's funded Department of Defense. I mean, it's just always the same. It's always the same. They use these programs at universities as hatcheries for mind control. I mean, that's where they get them. I mean, it's like McVeigh had the famous mind control doctor for a decade before they executed him, Jolly and West. I mean, how obvious, sir? How obvious is it that they're having the UN treaty in the next 2 weeks? How obvious is that?
This is all just making me sick. All my friends are aware of how much of this is really tearing into me. But the whole show, Dark Matter, I can't even watch it most of the time because it's pretty squeamish, but it's all about...
Sir, I'll have to look into it. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Kenneth in Kansas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Has it changed the channel? Kenneth Ware.
Hey, buddy. Hadn't heard from you in a while. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to touch base a little bit about the shooting. You know, my condolences go out to the family. It's a tragedy and all of that. But at the same time, you know, I was reading through a lot of threads, comment threads, and, you know, the Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment nuts out there are just going off about it, that this is proof that, you know, that we need to ban guns and all of this. And as I'm going through there, I see a video there of a surveillance camera down in Florida where it's old-timers in there and in the Internet Cafe, and an armed guy comes in there, one with a gun and the other one with a baseball bat. Smashes the computer, throws the gun up. Now, this old timer comes out with a little 25 or something like that, wounds the one guy. I mean, it's all happened within like 10 seconds. And both of these guys are running out the door. He locks the door, you know, until the police get there.
No, I've seen that video. It was on InfoWars the other day. I forget the exact name, but it was basically, man defeats robbers with gun. I forget the statistic. I think it's 24 times, or is it 21 times, more often guns are used to stop crimes than they're used in crimes. Look, the system knows that. But I mean, what do you think about the timing of this? If they would stage Fast and Furious, it's real simple. If they would stage Fast and Furious, why wouldn't they stage this?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's kind of, you know, it's a little strange that this guy's got like a bulletproof vest on all of this, and you know, it's like he's coming in there to do all of this, but then he just gets captured peacefully by the police. And it seemed like he
always, there you go, same MO. They always get, oh my gosh, this is so insane.
It's important at this time that we embrace that Second Amendment. I mean, think about if that old timer would have been in there, or some, you know, armed citizens would have been in there. I mean, people could have been saved.
That's another great point. They had another shooting in Colorado, that church, but the guy can only shoot one person before the woman who had a concealed carry, who was there as security, pulled her gun and shot him. Remember that case? And a couple of years ago, and it got almost no attention because she stopped him dead in his tracks.
Yep. And that's why I think people really need to embrace the Second Amendment instead of trying to, you know, fight it and all of this. I did a video about it. about guns and gun control. I've been doing a lot of that lately because there's a lot of this stuff going down, and people are like, we don't need guns and all of that. And I'm like, well, the world was not a peaceful place before we had guns. I mean, people were stabbing each other, killing each other. You ban guns now, and, you know, who's going to have the guns? The criminals. That's logic.
Well, what do you think about the weird way the New York commissioner, knowing that it's all based, you know, in iconography with New York commissioner up there, announcing it like, yes, we know it's the Joker, the enemy of Batman. These are quotes. And we're going to protect you from them. And now the public's like, protect me from the Joker. I mean, it's like children. Now we've got to probably have body scanners because of Bane.
I was thinking TSA at the movie theaters. I mean, it's ridiculous that these are adults. And it also is an identifier where the public is. I mean, that we actually, people buy this stuff and go along with it.
They paint something with huge hype like a movie, and again, they have somebody go in, shoot the people, grab the drugged up, neuroscience guy who's been missing for a while. It fits the entire MO. But, I mean, look, they're trying to pass the UN treaty right now to get our guns. Look at the timing. It's outside Columbine, where we know they controlled the authorities and covered up at bare minimum that the SWAT team killed not one but two of the kids and the hundreds of bombs and all the rest of it. That was a government op, period.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
Look for breaking news with Dave Mustaine over the weekend. Let's leave it at that. Megadeth. I was born upon the tide. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Got a whole another hour plus coming up. A lot of other news. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what I really think, okay? And I think this was a staged event. In fact, I know it was. My gut tells me it was a staged event. Of course, he was in some advanced mind interface computer system, and they test that stuff out on the people that are in the PhD programs. And I've seen it over and over again, not just with the Unabomber being in a CIA program as a PhD, MKUltra, but so many others. They would use doctor programs and psychologists, the CIA would, with people's young children, and then say, let us, you know, your child has problems, let us commit them. And then they would even stage their deaths and take the kid and reprogram them. This is on History Channel. This is mainline here. This is declassified. Look up Dr. Ewing Cameron. I study it so I know what it looks like. And then I know for some of the general public, they're like, well, how do you know? Of course, actually, almost everybody I see out there is going, no, no, no. I mean, yeah, they're about to try to pass the UN thing. They can't. Obama was right on it. You know, the way that you know, they were hyping this in the Dark Knight Rises, all of this just makes my head spin, quite frankly. They are coming after our guns. You've noticed the last 3 weeks I've just been Second Amendment, Second Amendment, Second Amendment, because the analysis has been done by the Washington Times, by even Forbes. We've had our expert, Bob Dacey, probably one of the best out there, as he researches it constantly, New American Second Amendment writer. He writes for New America on that and on SPP. And, I mean, they plan to take our guns. And this may create copycats. That's the thing. That's mind control. The fact that movies can make people do this and the police know there may be copycats, that's actually not fear-mongering to have some police out or at least have people on the lookout, because you probably will have copycats. Of the staged event. It's called priming the pump. Now, if they try to keep them out there permanently, that was the excuse to take over. Just like they're saying TSA to be at movie theaters and shopping malls. That news is 6 years old. They wanted that. And now it's happening. Now they're at the shopping malls. 2 years ago, the new TSA PSAs show them at shopping malls and football games. Our TSA, the globalist TSA, is going to England to grow PIM. It's all happening. Or you can't go to a movie theater. Because villains will pop out. Oh, man, I tell you, this is just so sophisticated. This is so sophisticated. And I've witnessed it over and over again. Like you're at these events, you learn about them, and they announce a real terror attack in Belton. And then the next day say it wasn't real, and then nobody gets in trouble for that. I mean, I have witnessed them do this. Remember to support us also, our sponsors, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15-day free trials there, so they're not only trying to build our organization. We're expending the capital we have, so we need more capital to come in. We need to be strong going into the face of this, having George Soros and White House groups with actual White House staff saying we need to be shut down, need to have our funding cut. They're coming after us, ladies and gentlemen. We are the tip of the spear. I more and more agree with Joseph Farah that they're just coming after us. So we're here for you. We got a good chance of beating them because we understand their game plan. We're going to go right at them. So PrisonPlanet.tv, got a 15-day free trial. We got the ProPure water filters, 10% off. Nobody's got that deal. InfoWarsShop.com. All the books, all the videos, they're there. InfoWarsShop.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.